This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program. How do you do? Here we are all over America, all over... excuse me, I was just looking at a promotional thing for the DJV program, how we tell people how to listen in the various ways. You know, there's the Doug Stephan Now channel that's been on TuneIn. You can find us all over the place on the various podcast the networks, the podcast itself, Doug Stephan. There's the DJVshow.com, which is where you get this program. Googled Doug Stephan to see what would come up. From time to time, as you know, this is an entrepreneurial adventure, and I'm sort of in charge, so every once in a while I check on things to see how they're working. Sometimes they're working fine. Sometimes they're not working at all. And so, in trying to find where... I found two things that were actually kind of weird, ladies. One of them was how many Doug Stephans there are in America. And one of the reasons that there's a bit of confusion is because Doug Stephan is identified in cities or towns where the radio program is heard. So you don't really know by looking at the screen the first time I went to it, is it me that's in all of these communities? Because you look at the map, there are pins all over the place. And then there claims to be 85 people named Doug Stephan. There's one in Columbus, Ohio. Well, we're on the radio there. There's one here in Framingham, Mass. That's me. There's one in Healy, Alaska. That's where we're on the air. There's one in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're on the air there. So you see what I mean? It's just sort of, is that me or is it somebody else who's there? Here's one in Tule, Utah, and that's where we're on the air in Utah. Salt Lake City, there's another Doug Stephan in Glendale, Arizona. We're on the air there. Do you think it's, is it me or is it somebody, are there all these Doug Stephans everywhere?
There's only one you. There is only one you.
I find it interesting. Do you ever Google your name? Victoria, if you Google your name, what do you come up with?
All my social media stuff comes up. Actually, you know what? The weirdest thing is, a couple years ago, I was on the beach reading a Vanity Fair magazine about, it was an article about Madonna doing work in Malawi.
Yeah.
And she said in it, in the quote, she said, "Well, I owe all of my exposure to Malawi to Victoria Keelan," spelled exactly like my name. And I did it was so surreal because, like, my name is not common. And even the way that my last name is spelled with an A at the end, A-N, and normally Keelan is E-N, so it was so bizarre that to have another Victoria Keelan in the world. So, yes, it was trippy, but that's the only other one I've ever found.
So this particular, the results of this inquiry showed that the average Doug Stephan was 58 years of age, made $104,000 a year, 100% Caucasian, and 52% of me is married.
Only half of you is married?
Only half of you is married.
That's about
there
right.
There you go. That's right. Okay. Jennifer, the Iowa caucus coming up this week. I think it's Monday, as a matter of fact. So keeping people informed as to what to expect. Is it over? Are the polls changing much? Have they in the last week? What do we expect will happen as the polls open on Monday?
The big story is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has been surging all over the place. And, you know, we've seen candidates surge before. He just happens to be surging at the right time. We saw Mayor Pete surging for a while towards the end of last year. Certainly Elizabeth Warren surging over the summer. Now it's Bernie's turn, and it's peaking at the right time. What's the notable story here is that these candidates that are still in the race have all started to kind of turn on each other a bit. It's been pretty friendly. There hasn't been a lot of nastiness. I mean, there have been a few moments during debates where things got a little uncomfortable, but by and large, most of these candidates have been pretty polite. Starting off at the top, Mayor Pete has changed his tone a bit in his closing argument ahead of the caucuses during the day on Monday. He swung at both front runners. He called Joe Biden a risk, and he said Bernie Sanders is polarizing. He kind of is obviously listening to him is reflecting what the polling showing, and it's him trying to catch up with these two who are ahead of him in the polls. Both Biden and Sanders skipped or failed to mention Mayor Pete or any other rival Democrat in events over the past couple of days. But Biden has been arguing that he offers stability and he'll build on the Obama years. And he said he's just itching for a fight with Trump on guns and health care and foreign policy, national security. He's still using the storyline that he's the one that's best suited to beat Trump. Elizabeth Warren hosted a teletown hall because, you know, she's been tied up with the impeachment trial. She worked on her pitch saying that women are better positioned than men to win in the general. She said that the data shows women have been outperforming men as candidates in competitive races ever since Donald Trump took office, and she's been trying to make that argument.
Except she's can make not. The argument, but it's not about her. She's not
she
the
is
one.
Correct, but I don't think it applies
right.
to her.
Yeah, right. We agree on that.
Then Bernie said that he's the one who's consistent, and he's the one that has a progressive record, and he's got the grassroots.
Right about that. That's
movement
true.
Behind him, sure. He said, "I'm here." This is another one that he was he was doing telepathically, I suppose, electronically. He did a tele rally as well from D.C. last week, and he said that he'd rather be in Iowa, but he's stuck in Washington D.C. He talked about his plans as president: raising the minimum wage, legalizing marijuana, passing Medicare for all, protecting women's rights, fight climate change, restrict gun access, and an overhaul of immigration policy. So. Again, they're trying to fight it out. If you believe the polling shows that Bernie will easily win Iowa and he will easily win New Hampshire, which sets him up in a good position for Super Tuesday, which is coming up the first week of March.
All the better for Michael Bloomberg. Go ahead.
Where is Michael Bloomberg? Do you know, Jen? Is he anywhere in there in the polling?
Well, he's not, and this is the point that I've been making all along. He's not on the ballot in Iowa. He's not on the ballot in New Hampshire.
He's not on the
ballot in most of the states with Super Tuesday. Mm. So he's really not a part of the conversation in when you're drilling down to the states, and that's what I keep saying is a problem, because to win the primary you have to be able to win the primary to go I'm sorry to go into the election
nobody's
you have to be able to win
the primary. Nobody's going to win the primary. That's why Bloomberg,
I think that's what he's counting
out.
On. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I was talking to my mom about this just the other day, and she said that when Kennedy won as president, it was an open ballot, and there were a lot of different people. Yeah. So it's happened before. It could happen. Yep. Anything can happen.
Yep.
But
right.
I saw a Quinnipiac poll yesterday that said that Biden was actually leading.
Biden has been, but I thought it was still Bernie.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That was kind of an outlier. Bernie's, according to, let's look at Real Clear Politics right now, because they always do like an up to the minute. Sometimes you get outlier polls. Biden's still, by and large, the winner when it comes to national polling, but that doesn't matter as much. In Iowa, Real Clear Politics has Sanders up at 23.8%, Biden's at 20.2%, mm-hmm. Mayor Pete 15.8%, Warren 14.6%, Klobuchar 9.6%, Yang 3.8%. This is big for Amy Klobuchar, too. This will be a make or break for her in Iowa. She spent a lot of her resources there, and I don't think she's even playing to win Iowa, but she needs to show up in the top three.
Vice presidential candidate. She fits the bill for all of them. No matter who it is that gets the nomination, even Bloomberg, she fits.
Yeah, but that's not what
role.
She wants. She wants to win, and
she's got to do well
in Iowa. New Hampshire, Sanders is up by a lot. He's at 26.3, followed by Biden at 16.8.
How old is Amy Klobuchar? Just out of curiosity.
Well,
early
50s? She's around 50, right?
Is she in her 60s? I didn't think she was that old. She's in her 50s.
Maybe she's not. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the way it plays out.
I think that she's a puzzle piece that fits every candidate as a VP.
She's 59. Okay. What's the, when we think about the United States of America, we think about the United States of anxiety, are we now really because we actually have these, after 4 years of this nonsense, because as soon as the president gets sworn in, okay, who's going to be next? So we've been going through this, and it creates more and more and more anxiety. Certainly with the impeachment, it's created more and more and more anxiety. So are we the United States of America or the United States of anxiety, or are we even the United States anymore? Are we united? I don't know that we are as united as it would.
Feel pretty disjointed, right?
I do. I think we do, yeah. So hopefully all this widespread anger that has been around that characterizes our country today will be settled with some kind of unifying result with the election in the fall. I know all of my friends who are sensitive to all sorts of messages from here, there, and everywhere think this is going to be it's a banner year for change. So let's see how it all fits together. 16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so what's going on in the brush fire capital of the world in Australia? The state of New South Wales announcing an independent investigation into the cause of these fires. It's going to take 6 months for them to examine what's going on, or has gone on. It's still going on, in fact. But we were talking about this off the air, how this was the number one story until
yeah, until it wasn't.
The virus and... But there's
still
a hell
a
of a problem in Australia with the virus. A lot of people, you know, it's very close. Australia is very close to China. A lot of people going over have gone back and forth there. There's a real problem with the coronavirus in Australia. They got, my God, what problems they have. The drought that they have, the heat that they have, the fires that they have, the death of all these animals. 2,500 homes have been burned. The climate scientists there have said the most dominant reason for the heat wave now are the strong Indian Ocean, what they call the dipole, the difference in temperature in the West and East Indian Ocean. And that happens also in the Atlantic Ocean down below the equator. The shifting currents and things like that that change the temperature of the water, and they oftentimes cause real serious weather patterns. So you can understand that. It's really amazing that this stuff is going on and on. And there's really not a whole lot you can do about it. It's going to have to burn itself out. And that may be another month or two. 21 after here on the DJV program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Satellite in my eyes, like a diamond in the sky. How I wonder, satellite.
23 and change after here on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, Hugh, me, and Dave Matthews. Been an outspoken environmentalist for a long time. He's got an upcoming children's book called If We Were Giants. And the book brings his nature-loving spirit to inspire the next generation of environmentally conscious children. Disney Publishing announcing its acquisition of the novel, which was written by Dave Matthews in collaboration with a children's book author named Cleet Barrett Smith. I don't know. Anybody know that name? I don't know. Apparently it's well known. If We Were Giants is for middle grade readers. Tells a fantasy tale about a girl named Kira who has to confront her past mistakes before she can save her peaceful community, the tree folk, from a gigantic threat. Dave Matthews says, having spent my childhood exploring the forests of Virginia and time as an adult with the people of South Africa, I really respect a life balanced with nature. I'm thrilled to be working with Cleet and Disney to tell a story that focuses on the importance of the environment. If I Were Giants hits the shelves as a hardcover book on March 3rd. For those of you who look for good things for your children, I may look for that for my grandson. He loves to have all of us read to him. It's good, maybe a good book, at least give him a story. He's talking about some of these things, so it's good. All right, next up musically is Kacey Musgraves, proud mother of a new fur baby. She's been sharing images of a puppy that she adopted this week all over social media. She introduced the world to a new puppy. She named it Pepper. Meet Pepper, she captioned. The newest family member here rescued her yesterday, our little pound puppy. What does this dog look like?
This is such a cute dog.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I'll send you a picture. She's adorable.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's probably like a mutt. I don't know. It looks like maybe German Shepherd and some other stuff.
Well, we're talking about the dog bowls and the puppy bowls and the adoption stuff that goes on with Super Bowl weekend, so this is appropriate. It wouldn't be too far-fetched, as Mike Bloomberg visited Tom's one-hour photo in L.A.'s Koreatown for a new profile photo. She's the one who put that little store on the map.
Yeah,
we've
and
all
I,
talked about
I think
names.
Thousands, at least thousands of other people must have gone in the last couple months since she went there, because there he's just constantly pushing out pictures of people who were inspired by her. So if she was able to do that with this little tiny Photoshop, then I imagine she can help get some more puppies adopted.
That's where social media is powerful and positive.
Very
that's
helpful.
Where the, that's the best of social media.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Next up, musically, Taylor Swift has a Netflix documentary coming out called Miss Americana. It actually hits the screens this weekend. The movie includes some home video of her award show montage clips, peeks at the exhaustion of a grueling world tour, and Taylor struggles with body dysmorphia. She's been very skinny all of her.
She was very thin. She looks normal now, but she was. Yeah. I always thought she was painfully thin, but it turns out she kind of had an eating disorder, and she talks about it, I guess, in this new documentary.
Yeah. She looks so much better now, doesn't she? Healthier.
She looks healthier.
She looks mature too.
Yeah,
maturing a little bit. Swift took to social media to let her fans know that it also would be screening this. This Americana screening at a number of movie theaters around the country for people who want to see that. I'd actually go see that. I think I'd be interested to see what she's all about. But we can find that in L.A., Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Swift posted a list of the 24 movie houses that are going to be showing this. Yeah, one's in L.A., one's in El Paso, one's in Dallas, San Antonio, San Francisco, Phoenix, New York, Austin, and London. So, all right, something to look for if you are into that sort of thing. I just like those stories about people. It kind of makes them real for me, anyway, to see something like that. So that's that story from Taylor Swift here on the storied DJB program at 28 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate could end the impeachment trial against President Trump as early as today. There will be a vote on whether to call witnesses, but it doesn't appear the Democrats have enough Republicans on their side to make that happen. Yesterday, in a final plea from the president's legal team, lawyer Pat Cipollone said,
"What are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a purely partisan impeachment, with bipartisan opposition, no crime, no violation of law, in an election year."
President Trump at a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa last night, looking directly at farmers as he touted the recent trade deals he signed.
USMCA all done, China all done. For the farmers, it's done, that I can tell you.
You're going to have to get bigger tractors and a hell of a lot more land.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we are, continuing on with our conversation about this wonderful world we live in. First thing you think about when you wake up in the morning, you turn on the radio, it's the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, as I look around at the wonders of this, I get off on the tangents, I know sometimes, the radio world and reviewing it and thinking about how much it does impact us. Still 92% of the people in this country listen to radio at one point or another during the day, every day. That's pretty amazing, pretty awesome. Actually, and there are fewer and fewer good choices.
So, and thank goodness for them, too.
Yes, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Yes, absolutely. So here we are with our job, which is to bring you up to date on things, keep you aware of things, stories that stay with you. I want to talk about Valentine's Day in a moment, even though it's a couple of weeks away. I have an idea for you. But first, the situation with the coronavirus, what airlines are doing or what they aren't doing, Victoria, kind of an interesting, how in the world, I guess you almost have to wonder sometimes who it is that runs these, what kind of common sense do they have, the starting and stopping of stupid stuff. So what are they doing now? What's around?
this actually might be a good thing. As we know, there are over 50 million people that are under a government lockdown right now in central China. So sports and transport, cultural events, everything's canceled. School's canceled. In Hong Kong, same thing. School's canceled now for the next month at least. And we haven't really seen anything like that happening in the U.S. yet. And we may not. Who knows? We don't know really how fast this virus is spreading outside of mainland China. But the interesting thing is, if you are flying internationally, you may find that some of the amenities are being taken, or if you want to call them amenities, but they're being taken away. Pillows, blankets, hot meals, magazines, even the safety cards now, like everything is being, anything that you can touch that gets passed from passenger to passenger is being removed from the planes. And I guess
the seats.
I know, right? Well, you know, the thing is, like, to me, instead of removing this stuff, you know, I think it was the end of last year, one of the health reports about airlines came out, and the dirtiest thing on every airline, on every plane, doesn't matter what the airline is, the size of the plane, the actual dirtiest thing when they swabbed everything was not the bathroom, it wasn't even the tray, it's the seatbelt. And so if you don't clean the seatbelt, you can remove magazines all you want and take out hot meals and all the food, but if you're not cleaning those seatbelts, then people are still spreading germs.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think about it. Everybody touches them after they come back from the bathroom.
What I do is when I get on the plane and I sit down, one of the first things they do when you take off is they give you those towels, the hot towels, supposedly you wash your face and I stick them and clean my ears and whatever. And then I wipe off the top of the tray. And I wipe off.
See, you're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
You're spreading your germs.
Yeah, that's gross.
What? No, isn't it? I'm cleaning off the stuff.
Yes, it is. You've wiped off your own germs, and you've cleaned.
I don't have germs. I'm clean.
Really gross.
Yeah, you do. You're not using antibacterial anything either, so it's not killing the germs. It's just water that's coming from your ears and your gross earwax. Who even does that anyway? And you're wiping it on the tray table.
I'm so glad I'll never have to fly with Doug anywhere. I just feel like it's, yes. I'll sit back in steerage. I'll be fine.
I flew with you once. That was fun.
It's okay.
And that was the last time
we flew Southwest. We were on Southwest.
Yeah.
Right. Doug was right in front of me. It was like he was in first class again.
Right. So the CDC, other than having to deal with all of this stuff with the viruses, has announced that there is a positive effect to the way we're living, at least at the moment. Life expectancy in our country is up for the first time in about 4 years. We're talking about this with Dr. Ken. We listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. You'll hear the story of this, the fact that we're living an average of a month longer than we did a couple of years ago. Is that okay? Is that good when we think about the average expectancy being 78.9 or something like that? And then another month? Is it, if you even think about, when you, I was actually onto this morning, I was getting up, as we start every day, wake up, rise and shine, and you don't understand the cumulative effect of how long, you know, every once in a while we pinch ourselves, Jennifer, and how long she's been with me, how long I've been doing this, Kara's been around for longer than we think she has, and so has Victoria, it just seems like it was yesterday, and yet it's years. And so when you add an extra 1 month, you know, one of the things that the actuaries will tell you, more money is spent in the last 4 or 5 months of all of our lives to keep us alive than is spent the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
The previous 70 or 80 or 90 years, it's the last 2 or 3 months where all the money is spent. And people argue that it's probably, okay, we know what the end result is, so why are we trying to extend people's lives by another few weeks or a few months? Interesting question to pose philosophically. Anyway, so back to the facts here. One of the things that is supposedly responsible for us living longer is there have been fewer overdoses and cancer deaths are decreasing. Isn't that, when you think about it, heroin and prescription painkiller overdoses, killing yourself with fentanyl and cocaine and meth, that number went down.
Not to make it all Trumpy, because you guys are going to go, oh, here she goes again. But the administration has actually made it a priority to go after opioids and the addiction issues, and they did this right away. And I had someone on, it might have actually been Alex Azar from Health and Human Services, or maybe one of his underlings, but it was the first time in like a decade where there was actually a decline, finally, after a couple of years of these programs. And whether it's related or not, obviously they're going to take the credit for it, but it might be that the declines and the overdose deaths had actually come down. My Jeff always talks about, because he works for Kaiser, and so he says that now...
Generous fiancé. Go ahead.
When people get prescriptions, when they choose, because the doctors are supposed to give them a choice, do you want this or that, basically, and if they take opioids or something, when they go pick up the prescription, it's now mandated, at least in our state, that they give them the overdose shot, basically. So if they take too much of it, you have to, by law now, hand that out to people who have prescriptions that they could overdose on. Well, imagine that. I mean, that's a sad state of affairs, but it's probably helping.
That shot has saved a lot of lives. Demi Lovato is one of them. When she overdosed on opioids and her assistant knew to give her the Narcan shot or whatever they call it, it's crazy. But
heart disease, cancer deaths, that sort of thing, the big baddies are down. But more people in the last couple, 3 years have died from the flu. Remember, I used that number, 70,000 people died last year in America because of the ordinary flu. Doesn't make a headline.
8,200 this year, so far this season. Yeah, 8,200.
Right. Yeah, that's only 1 month.
Well, they say 15 million people have gotten the flu this season. 8,200 have died.
Yeah, all people with compromised immune systems. Same people are going to be victimized, in essence, by this coronavirus. I've always wondered, and I like to clarify, whether the virus is caused by a bacteria or whether it's caused by a, bacteria or... virus, thank you. Yeah, because when I had that pneumonia last year, remember, it was a viral pneumonia. Yeah. It wasn't. I thought at first it was bacterial.
Viral pneumonia is... That, my mom had that last year. It took her 6 weeks to get rid of it.
Takes a long time. Yep. So those are the kinds of stories that stay with us. So I want to leave you, you know, those things. A lot of people are talking about that sort of thing. Can I give you an idea as we begin the month of February about... sending cards to people, something that I saw and I knew I set it aside and I thought now is a good time to think about it or talk about it because we have a couple of weeks and people can actually take action on this if you want to do something that will make people feel good. Operation Valentine is something that's around. It's the request made by seniors. There are senior organizations that people, especially those who know a veteran, an older veteran, like I met somebody when I was home the last time. His name was Major Bill White. He had been in the Marine Corps during World War II. He's 104 years old. The guy's all alone, has nobody in his life. So somebody like that would be a perfect candidate for a Valentine card. These are people who are survivors. This was the most important war. The guy was in active duty for 43 years. That's another thing. Most people don't stay in the service that long. 43 years. He was injured and wounded to get the Purple Heart Medal. But anyway, I guess I'm thinking he was an example. But don't we all know somebody like that? And don't we know how maybe to get a hold of them? Or you can maybe just find out where there is a senior home. And the people that don't have anybody, women live longer than men, so probably more women could get the Valentine. You know, it's cool. I dropped that on your head because I think that it's a way for us to put ourselves out of the focus and put somebody else in the focus. You know what I mean? And a guy like that who had been in the service for 42, 43 years, and had such a distinct, it was his life really. And he has no family whatsoever. There are tons of people around. And we're talking about living longer. The longer you live, the less likely it is you're going to have anybody who's hanging on with you. Give it some thought, and maybe you'll do something. In the next week or so would be the time to do it, to identify someone in a senior living home that you could send a Valentine to. Be my Valentine. 44 after the hour here on the DJB program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda on organ donation. 54% of adults say if circumstances allow at the time of their death, they want to help someone in need of a transplant. A single donor can save 8 lives with their organs.
Most commonly are the heart, the lungs, both lungs, so it could help 2 patients, the liver, the kidneys, which there are 2, and the pancreas.
Donor tissues can help another 75 people. Transplant surgeon Dr. Charles Rosen says signing up as a donor is simple.
Now, we've got, in almost every state, either driver's license designation or designation on a registry so that people can actually make a decision and that decision can be binding.
The United Network for Organ Sharing maintains a free national online registry at registerme.org. Dr. Rosen also recommends a personal step.
I always encourage people to share their decisions with family members as well so they may not be taken back by that decision.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Dennis Doda.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Geek Out.
The holidays are here, and that means it's time to sit down and consume your favorite holiday TV shows and movies, but you might be in for a surprise. For those of you who are cord cutters, you might find that many of the most popular holiday shows do not have a streaming outlet. Fandango recently published a list of 20 such holiday movies and specials, so things like all of the different versions of A Christmas Carol, that Rudolph special we love, and even the animated classic from 1966, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is on the list. Topping it, though, is Buddy the Elf. Yes, Will Ferrell's beloved movie Elf cannot be streamed on one of the subscription services. We've posted the full list on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Jessica Simpson. Good God, there was nothing else going on in the world. If you're a follower of the gossip pages or People magazine or TMZ or whatever it is, this book that's supposed to be coming out next week, all about what's called, what is it, what's the name of the book?
Open Book.
Open Book, okay.
And boy, has she. I think she's probably irritated some people because she's spilling tea and she said she didn't ask for permission before she did it, so.
Well, she talks about her deal with Johnny Knoxville when she was married to Nick Lachey. She was doing the Boom Boom with him. They were in the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Was she actually doing the Boom Boom with him, or did she just like him? She said that they could
apparently
not be together because
no, but there's
they
a,
were married.
There's a section, apparently, about them sleeping together.
I will do more research.
She
on
and Knoxville
yeah, I don't
started
think that
sending
they did.
Love
yeah,
letters back and forth. It resulted in an emotional bond that was far deeper than the one she had with her husband.
I mean, yeah, she revealed
it's
that.
Funny,
she
I know,
because yeah.
I placed such an emphasis on sex by not having it before marriage. After I actually had it, I understood that the emotional part was what mattered, and Johnny and I had that, which seemed more of a
betrayal.
They
had the emotional
to my
part.
Marriage than sex.
They had the emotional part, but they didn't have sex. Is what
what's worse?
Saying.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is?
Look, she got married way too young. Once it's another one of those cases. She was married way too young. Never should have done it. So now she's, you know, happily married later on.
Yeah. All right. There you go. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now, time for our weekly visit with the man who will never get the coronavirus because he doesn't stay in one place long enough. Nick Miles is here from ourautoexpert.com. He's your auto expert. Everybody's auto expert. Here's a guy that everybody goes to. Everybody wants to get a picture with you. I don't quite understand that, but I know a lot of people want to get their picture taken with you. Why do you? You know, I was...
I'm short, Doug, and people like to feel taller than me.
Okay, so I'm going to throw a curveball at you like I like to do. The big deal about James Corden not actually driving the car in his karaoke bit, at least once anyway, and the people who don't realize, you've probably been around a lot of these movies and television shows, that those cars rarely are ever driven. When you see a scene in a movie or a TV show, they're up on a platform truck or they're on wheels or something like that. So James Corden went out of his way to explain how it, and there are pictures. You can see pictures online of that. I wonder if you've ever encountered something like that and how that actually works. How can they put a car that's on wheels on more wheels and drag it around with a truck?
Yeah, no, this is a big thing in the movies, and they usually do it in the movies because they want to keep the person safe when there's a lot of concentration going on for your lines in the cars. Sometimes they put it on two different kinds. They put it on a truck itself, and then they make it look like it's on the road, and then other times they put it on just a dolly with one of the sets of wheels being towed. That's quite common. They're interesting trucks. They're almost at road level. They're very, very low,
yes,
sort of more of a trailer and stuff like that. Right. Yeah, this is an interesting one that James actually had to come out and explain. You know, and address the rumors to my audience that the accusations are not true, which is interesting because I can't tell, by the way, most times in these movies whether they're actually driving the car or not. You could about 10 years ago when they were terrible, and you could tell that they were on some kind of trailer.
You just hold on to the wheel and keep moving it in the same direction, like, hello. It's not how people drive.
The other thing you may have noticed about James Corden when he does these is two things that always I notice a lot. And the first one, he's always in a Range Rover.
Yes, we like that.
Which he obviously has a super deal with Range Rover to be able to do that, because these cars are fitted with cameras that you can't see if you see different shots around the car. I've never seen a camera ever in carpool karaoke.
No, you're right.
So they've spent a lot of time pulling that car apart and putting wires in places and this sort of thing. So the only way you could possibly do that, I'm sure, is with some help from Range Rover and spending quite a bit of money. But it's interesting that this carpool karaoke has become such a part of our culture that now that he has to address the rumors that he wasn't driving the car on Twitter.
I think it's a fabulous bit. I don't know if you saw the Paul McCartney bit that they did in Liverpool. I thought that was fabulous.
Oh, yeah. And it stopped being so much of carpool karaoke, and it ended up being more of let's go and visit places that Paul has been in his life and written songs about. It was good. Yeah. It was a good trip down memory lane, good explanation of all these things. Yeah, he's a star after my own heart. I used to listen to him on BBC Radio 1 when I lived back in England.
Did you? All right, so there you go. Everybody feels good about it. Last week, I was going to ask you about the Hummer with electric engine in it. How in the world? Who's going to buy a Hummer that's electric powered? Come on.
Well, GMC are confident people are going to buy it because they're going to introduce it at this summer's Detroit Auto Show, and they actually confirmed that rumor yesterday with a video and also with some tease information and pictures. 1,000 horsepower, they're saying. 0 to 60 in around 3 seconds. This sounds like Elon Musk, doesn't it? 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
And a tank.
Yes. So here's the deal. We know that the grill will look like the original Hummer grill, or at least have some resemblance of it. But, you know, when they bought the Blazer back at GM, it didn't look anything like the old Blazer. So I have a gut feeling to get 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds, this thing's going to be much smaller and much more shapely, round than the original square, blocky Hummer was. It's good they bring the name back. They're actually bringing it back under the GMC title. It's going to be a GMC Hummer EV, and it'll be the electric lines of GMC. I'm glad they're doing something with it, but, boy, if they mess this up, they're going to get smacked by a lot of Hummer fans. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be in there doing some kind of RoboCop 15 return on them or this sort of thing.
I spent a couple of seconds talking about what's going on at Nissan. Are they stopped with not selling as many cars? Why are they laying all these people off?
Yeah, so Nissan, they're having some really problems. It started with Gone, but they're just having a lot of problems over there. Their cars aren't selling as much, so now they're offering everybody over the age of 52 some retirement money, asking them if they'd like to retire. They're going to help them leave. It's a sad thing because the car company has got some great iconic cars like the Z car and the GTR, but looks like if you're a Nissan employee, there's going to be an open door.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.